With Election Day 5 weeks off, the candidate debate season is heating up. This time, the two were in Swan Auditorium at Hilbert for a pretty controlled debate, centering on questions from moderator Keith Wesolowski. The issues are clear, and the candidates have their talking points. Dixon pushes hard on her call for different priorities in county government, while Poloncarz released his budget on Monday, which shows his priorities as he seeks a third term. Poloncarz says his fiscal management showed in the last vestige of the red-green budget being cast off.
Just last Friday, the New York State Comptroller's Office announced that Erie County is no longer considered a county in fiscal distress or susceptible to fiscal distress. In 2018, they announced that our numbers are so good, we're no longer part of that. That just tells you it took us only a year or two to get in the financial crisis, but it took us 14, 15 years to get out of it.
During the debate, the county executive took a lot of potshots at predecessors who created the fiscal mess and put the county under a control board. Dixon attacked the statement, saying the county hasn't been in fiscal distress for years.
I would point to the fact that the property tax levy has gone up now 29% in the past 8 years. We've grown the county budget almost $200 million over the course of the past 8 years. We tried to provide a tax levy cut this past year in the legislature. That was prevented because we were told it would create a fiscal crisis. We ended up having a $40 million surplus.
The tax rate is dropping, but as the economy improves in the county and house values rise, the tax levy, actual tax collections, goes up. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.